Thanks for connecting. And if you like what you hear, please share.
I like to laugh myself, and I like to make others laugh and smile. And I like to just, you know, not take myself seriously. And if I can make others smile and happy and laugh at my own expense, then so be it. So I kind of started doing that, just putting out content that would hopefully put a smile on someone's face.
Do you want to know how amazing people connect? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie.
Today's episode is brought to you by Southpaw's Perfect Pizza of Albany, Oregon, building the community one pizza at a time, and by Davis Home Inspections. For all your home inspection needs, call Ray at Davis Home Inspections. Hey everybody, Russ here with another episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. So great to be with you today. And I am here with a new friend, Raquel Boris, who is outstanding, originally from the San Diego area and now is in Virginia and doing amazing things. And we're going to talk to her today. But first, I just want to welcome her in and say hi. How's it going, Raquel?
It's going great.
That's so awesome. Well, listen, I just wanted to tell you today, all of you that are here joining us, that this podcast is all about how amazing people connect. And Raquel is one of those amazing people that we're going to talk to today. Love talking connection. And if you want to connect with me, you can go to RussHedge.com. That's RussHedge.com. And I love to connect with people. You can actually schedule time to chat with me right on my website. There's also links to all my social media, so that's great. You can go to Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, whatever you like, Instagram. I'm on all of them. So it's great to be able to connect with you and talk with you. And also, you can find out more information about me, about my coaching, motivational speaking, about my new book. Let's see if I point the right way. There you go. Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose. That's it. There you go. And so, you know, it's all about encouraging you to live the life you choose and not get caught up in a befuddled state. So that's enough about me. Now I'm just going to go ahead and welcome Raquel in. We're going to welcome her in, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about herself. Go ahead, Raquel. Tell us more about you.
Well, before I do, I'm going to have to start using the word befuddled, because I tend to come, you know, I use the same freaking words all day long. So befuddled is going to be my vocabulary. So thank you.
You're welcome. It's a great word. I have to tell you, it came from my beautiful wife. Not that I didn't know the word, but the reason my book is named that, and one day she looked at me, I was a little bit out of sorts, and she said, you know, are you okay? And I said, no, I'm fine. She goes, no, really, are you okay? Because you look kind of befuddled.
I love that.
In the name of the book.
Well, I've never heard of it before. So what? This is my introduction to befuddled.
There you go. New words.
So about myself, gosh, this is always like a tricky one, because I could, you know, go on forever. But just to kind of keep it short in the clip notes, I started my own business earlier this year in January for personal branding. I was in the mortgage industry for a good 6 years and just kind of naturally ended up in the branding space. Decided to go out on my own because I wanted to be able to work with anybody and everybody in all industries, not just mortgage and real estate. And then, you know, we all know, and March happens, right? I think it's like, what, March 13th? I think technically is the date that everything kind of went into shutdown mode. And so being that I was a new business and many people were not spending their money on personal branding consultants, they were just worried about how they're going to, you know, stay in business or pay their mortgage, their rent, and so forth, I decided to kind of take a different approach. You know, I was already online. I was already present on LinkedIn. So I thought, you know what? I like to laugh myself, and I like to make others laugh and smile. And I like to just, you know, not take myself seriously. And if I can make others smile and happy and laugh at my own expense, then so be it. So I kind of started doing that, just putting out content that would hopefully put a smile on someone's face because there was so much doom and gloom. And then I just started naturally kind of giving tips on personal branding too, kind of giving some free advice out there and free education. And it just kind of took this crazy turn where now I started a YouTube channel a couple weeks ago where I'm talking to our youth because I realize they're the ones that are really being impacted. Not that adults aren't, but I don't think we know the extent of how this is going to affect the younger generations, being that not only are we in a pandemic, but social media in general, already social media was having an impact on them, on their mental health. And so I just realized that I want to help them. I want to do whatever I can to just kind of give them a voice and feel like they're worthy and they're being heard. And I think as a society, we tend to help those that are already kind of gone, in the sense of like they already experienced the trauma or they've already kind of, you know, are adults now. And it's like, why can't we try to deal with, you know, do something good while they're children so that it doesn't get to that point, right? Not having to help them after the fact.
You know, that's so interesting because you and I talked more about that. And mm-hmm. I think that is so important. I mean, I told you that my wife is in elementary education. Yeah. And so seeing how that kids are interacting with the way things are now, it's really critical, I think, to be able to reach out to the kids. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing there.
So I thought, okay, well, what can I do that's different? And what can I do that's the opposite of like TikTok and Instagram? I mean, we know with TikTok and Instagram Reels and, you know, and the other platforms, it's everything's kind, you know, the music, the dancing, it's, you know, it's like they start feeling competition of like, I have to do a video that goes viral, or I have to one up the previous video that I did. So there's a lot of pressure just in the content that kids put out, right? So just imagine adults, we feel pressure about our content. Like kids, they're putting out content too. And there's a lot of pressure there because there are some kids making some kadash with their videos going viral on TikTok. So I thought, okay, I want to do something completely opposite. So I thought, all right, why don't I just have simple conversations with kids? Just unscripted, no editing, no music in the background, no dancing around, just a simple like, hey, so what are you into? What kind of show are you watching? How do you feel about what's going on right now? And just keep it basic. Back to the basics. There's something to be said about the basics, right? And so that's what I'm doing. And I'm hoping that this channel attracts not only other kids to kind of feel like they can relate with other you know, kids, but parents. Maybe they'll get on the channel and want to get some kind of insight as to what kids are thinking. And
yeah,
maybe that'll help them too as parents.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think it can be super beneficial both ways. Because I think a lot of times kids are, adults are so busy and doing things, they don't really know what the kids are thinking. And with an unscripted place to really be authentic and vulnerable and talk with somebody, I think that you will be able to get to what the kids are really thinking. And there is a lot of that. You know, I was talking to a mutual friend this morning that we were talking about Jason, and we were talking about, you know, the situation that people are going through nowadays, like never before, is just hammering with social media on self-esteem and on the way people feel about themselves and the way they're moving forward in life. So I think when you're a kid is the time to really get your act together.
Yeah.
And to move forward. Not everybody was blessed to have, you know, great parents and all those kind of things moving out, you know, into the adult world. So it's important, I think, to have somebody like you.
Yeah, and I love it because all the conversations that I've had so far with these kids, they have wanted to come back on and have more conversations. So then that just goes to show me that it's needed. One of the girls, Natasha, she's 12. When we last spoke, she was telling me that I had to watch The Mandalorian because she's obsessed with it. So I am almost finished with season two. And she and I have a scheduled call for Thursday for the channel. And we're going to talk about The Mandalorian. But I love that she's texting me. She's so excited that I'm, you know, listening to what she had to recommend. I mean, for a 12-year-old to recommend a show to an adult and the adult actually watch it and enjoy it, I'm sure even for her, that's she probably feels really good about herself, and she probably feels like, wow, this is great. Like, I have someone that's actually watching something that I'm enjoying and enjoying it as well. So that it just goes to show that it's definitely needed. And I love it. Every conversation that I have is completely different, and it's totally random. I mean, I've talked about video games, about cats, drawing, you know, video consoles, you name it. So whatever. Up to speed as to what they're, you know, talking about these days.
Yeah, whatever's on their mind. Well, see, that's what makes it so interesting, I think, because it's really authentically what's coming from them. And the fact that you're engaging them, you know, I think that today they, you know, look at engagement like clicking or writing something in social media or online, where they need face-to-face engagement. They need real people that care, somebody who cares and wants to engage and shows value and caring about what they care about. Like you said, I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah. So I love it. And even Jason, one of the other kids, he just had his bar mitzvah. And so I had sent him an audio message wishing him good luck before. And it was cute because his dad texted me, was like, Jason just told me you sent him an audio message. And he was so excited and he loved it. And he can't wait to talk to you again. And that's what I would love to happen, is to, for me to have like lifelong friendships with these kids. I mean, who's to say that down the road, you know, I can attend one of their weddings, or I don't know, you just never know. But that's how I'm coming at it. I'm not coming at it at just having a one-time conversation and then just forgetting about that child. No, I want it to be a lifelong relationship.
You have a real caring heart. I can tell that already. I mean, you know, we've only been able to chat a couple times, and I can tell, you know, how much you care and what heartfelt when you're talking about these things, that you really mean it. I mean, you want to engage these kids and make things better for them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a child at heart. And even, you know, I have a 19 and 16 year old, and I get so excited even with my 16 year old. She was so cute because I had brought her lunch at my ex's today, and she's not very affectionate, but she came up to me and gave me a kiss because she knows that there are moments that I need that from her, that, you know, she knows she's 16 and that's not what really she needs, but she knows that I do. And I guess she could sense it in that moment. So she came up to me, gave me a kiss on the cheek. And she's like, Mom, your skin's so soft, because I just showered and moisturized. And she's like, I need to give you a kiss again. I'm like, so she gives me a kiss again. And she's like, I'm going to come over tonight and stay the night. I'm like, really? And I got really excited because tomorrow we're supposed to have a snowstorm, like 80%, like our first snowstorm. So the fact that she wants to be snowed in with me, I'm like thrilled, because she's the type of kid that will get to like binge some Netflix shows. And that's the thing too, is that I make it a point during the day. Yes, I have to work. Yes, I'm running a business, but there are times where she'll come over during the day, because obviously homeschooling. And she'll just be like, Mom, let's watch a movie or let's hang out. I'm like, okay. And I stop everything I'm doing, because it's not very often that you get a 16-year-old, a teenager, that wants to hang out with their mom. So I definitely am trying to do that with my own kids too. Yeah. And it seems to be working, where my daughter is very open with me, and she'll come to me with any kind of problems she has. Even her friends, they'll come over, and it's cute because she'll be on the phone with them FaceTiming, and there'll be some drama happening. And she's like, hey, my mom, I'm here with my mom. Do I need to go upstairs? They're like, no, your mom's fine. Like, I love that they don't mind that I'm listening, because a lot of times too, I'll chime in and I'll give them a little bit of insight, like, hey, ladies, I'm 45, been there, done that. It still happens as an adult, all the cattiness and the drama. Let me give you a little bit of, you know, advice. And they'll listen to it and they'll take it. And yeah, and as a parent, like, that's really all you can ask for, right? Is that your kids trust you, right, that in that moment of real need, they come to you. I think that's all we want as a parent.
No, it's so important. It's so important that everything starts at home. I mean, I'm a huge family man, you know, have a beautiful wife of 33 years, two great adult children. My kids are a little bit older. I have a 30-year-old and a 27-year-old. And and a great daughter-in-law now, which is awesome. But no, it's so great. And when you start with your family and you have that great base, then you can build out from there. But
well, you have to, right? Because you I think we tend to get a lot of people that are out there doing things and promoting things, but they're not practicing it themselves.
Right.
Behind closed doors. And I'd be a super hypocrite if I'm out there trying to empower kids and make them feel really good about themselves and feel loved, and then I'm not doing that for my own kids.
Right.
Yeah, that just wouldn't be very cool.
No, and people are watching too. I mean, they are. The people are watching you more than they're listening. And that's what's so important, is to live what you believe and live what you're saying. So, hey, you know, we're going to have to do a part two on this because
I'm a talker. I warn everybody.
It's all good. Put the two of us together, we can talk for hours. So it's all good. But we are done for today. But I wanted to say, people that want to contact you to find out more about your personal branding, about your new live show with the kids, mm-hmm. how do they get in touch with Raquel?
I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, all under Raquel Boris. And then my YouTube channel is Rock the Boat, R-A-Q, the boat.
So that's awesome.
Raquel, rock.
That's cool. That's awesome. Well, I'll make sure to link to those in the show notes. And I just want to thank you so much for taking time. Yeah, it was great. I really appreciate you already and getting a chance to talk. And we'll be talking again soon. So. Yeah. Thank you so much. And to everybody watching today, thanks so much for tuning in. You know, this show, again, is all about how amazing people connect. The things that Raquel's doing with the kids and the people she's connected with, amazing. And if you want more information, you got to get in touch with her. She is a great person. And so thanks again for tuning in. Until next time, we'll see you real soon. Have a great day and a great life. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Marketing with Russ, aka #RussSelfie. Be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast app so that you don't miss a single episode. Have an amazing day.